it is Wisconsin Public Radio's 100th birthday this year, and today is also the 90th birthday of our guest, State Senator Fred Risser. We will talk about politics and healthy aging with Senator Risser in just a bit. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Joining me first is Kate Archer-Kent on this last day of our spring membership drive. Good morning, Kate. So your contribution keeps this program and this station going strong. $5, $10, $20 a month, every gift in any amount makes a huge difference. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Got some really good news here. Last hour, we stayed on track. We heard from 16 listeners.
Thank you. We made our
hourly goal, the 6 a.m. hour. So I know our Friday listeners are up bright and early. Thank you to everyone who pledged. Now, they're going to up the ante on us. The goal now is to get 35 pledges by 8 o'clock. These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on.
Show your support during this spring membership drive and our centennial year. If you want to make the programs you enjoy on WPR possible today, tomorrow, and for the next 100 years, help us meet the goal. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the biggest slice of the WPR budget pie is listener support. It is you. So while all of our funding sources, the state, federal government funding, business funding, they're incredibly important, of course, it's your contribution that makes a huge difference.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
WPR is the amazing service that it is thanks to listener support. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So how do you know if it's time to donate to WPR? Well, because you're listening right now during our last day of our spring membership drive. And whether you tune in for one favorite program or you find yourself checking in repeatedly to different programs throughout the day or week, you have made a habit of listening.
And a good habit indeed it is. Make it a habit now of giving. Listener support is the single largest piece of our budget pie. Your support brings you the programs, the Joy Cardine Show, the services you've come to rely on. It's easy to become a new member. Get started right now with your gift of $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years, and what better way to honor the occasion than with a wonderful tradition? Ask for the latest WPR artist mug when you give $13 a month. This year's mug is inspired by one of the very first WPR programs, Let's Draw, which taught art in classrooms through the radio. The design is colorful and fun, with artwork by schoolchildren throughout Wisconsin from the 1950s. It represents our timeless commitment to education and the arts. From our earliest days to today, we're all about lifelong learning. Celebrate with us. Ask for your mug when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Cardine with Kate Archer-Kent, asking for your support of WPR during our spring membership drive. And if you pledge $13 a month, I hope you do ask for the Let's Draw artist mug. It's really
it's adorable.
It really is.
I love it.
You know what? I actually have a couple of these that I have through my staff purchase, and I'm going to give one as a birthday present to our guest, State Senator Fred Risser, because I'll ask him if he participated in the Let's Draw program.
He could have. He could have.
I'm not sure. Yeah, 1936 through 1970. I don't know. Maybe he was. maybe he was already beyond that. But we'll see. We'll see. We are going to be talking with State Senator Fred Risser in just a few minutes, because not only is Wisconsin Public Radio celebrating its 100th year, but State Senator Risser is celebrating his 90th birthday. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 33 more pledges to go now in the next 49 minutes. Today is the last day of our spring membership drive. It ends promptly at 6 o'clock. And as Joy said, 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are so proud. And we are so proud of you, listeners. You make it all possible. Your gift today, right now, ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on every day, like the Joy Cardine Show. So make your centennial gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to a listener from Eau Claire who donated and said, thank you for all you do and for producing thought-provoking, engaging, and empowering shows on meaningful and often glossed over elsewhere topics. Keep doing good things, and we as a family will continue to support and listen. Well, thank you so much for that. You can support and listen at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks very much, Kate. We will talk to you later. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We now welcome in the longest-serving state lawmaker in the country, who happens to be celebrating a birthday today. Fred Risser is a Democratic state senator who represents the 26th Senate District, which includes the city of Madison. Senator Risser, good morning and happy birthday.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks to talk to you.
So what plans do you have for celebrating your 90th birthday?
Well, I'm going to be going to the Capitol as usual this morning, this afternoon, later this afternoon. I'll be getting together with a group of people from the Capitol and others with a little celebration. And, you know, I'm holding a public celebration on my birthday, Saturday, May 20th, at Garner Park in Madison from 1 to 4. That's going to be open to the public, and enjoy. You're invited.
Well, then I'll have to go with my Let's Draw mug that I'm going to give you.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, that's great. But I also read, Senator Risser, that it is your tradition, or it has been your tradition over the past many years, to bike a mile for every for your age, for every year of your age. Are you going to this year bike 90 miles?
Absolutely. I'll do it this month. This is my birthday month, and I'm waiting for a full day. It takes a full day and good weather. I'm a good weather biker. But I got my plans all figured out. I'm going the same route I went last year, just add a mile.
So generally, what is that route?
Well, I have a bicycle located on the Capitol Square. And I start out by going around Lake Monona, and then I go out Capitol Drive and then to Military Ridge. And I bike out to Barneveld and back and around. And I get my 90 miles on this year. Looking for the full day and the good weather.
Well, I want to tell you that my husband, I think you know my husband, Rob Starbuck, you're his new idol, because he is really getting into long distance biking, and he thinks it's just amazing that that you're going to bike 90 miles in honor of your 90th birthday.
Yeah, I have an odometer on my bike, and it's a lot of fun to watch your mileage go, and you also can keep track of how fast you go.
Yeah.
So,
and have you been? I mean, so how? What's your secret to being such a robust and healthy 90-year-old?
Well, I've been pretty fortunate. I guess I have good genes, and I haven't had any life-threatening illnesses or accidents. But I'll tell you the best reason that I'm as active as I am and at this age is that I got a wonderful spouse, a wonderful partner. My wife and I enjoy life together, and I'll tell you, I couldn't do it without her.
Yeah, and that's what I tell Rob, too. No, I'm just kidding. So, again, this is it's just really amazing that you're going to be biking 90 miles when you're 90 years old. I'm wondering if you do remember the program by any chance, and you don't have to lie to make us feel good, Senator Risser. But do you remember the program Let's Draw, or any of the educational programs that Wisconsin Public Radio has done over its 100 years of broadcasting?
Yes, I do. I've been a listener of WHA and of your program for many, many years, and it's a wonderful a wonderful program. I think it's part of the university system right now, and actually the heart of the state is the University of Wisconsin and your program.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Fred Risser, Democratic state senator. He is from Madison. He is the longest serving state lawmaker in the country. He was first elected in 1956. So he has served more than 60 years in the state legislature. And we will talk with him a little bit about politics then and now, how things have changed and maybe how things can be better from Senator Risser's perspective. Our number, if you have a question for him about current affairs or if you want to wish him a happy birthday, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and if you're on Facebook, you can see an article that was in Isthmus this week. That is a profile on Senator Fred Risser, and you'll see him with his biking outfit on in front of the state capitol on his bike as well. Angie on Facebook says, happy birthday, Senator Risser. Thank you for all you have done for Wisconsin. You are truly amazing. So, well, thank you, Angie, for
that. Thank you for those comments, yes.
Yeah, well, you know what, Senator Risser, what is your proudest achievement serving in the state legislature?
You know, I have many achievements that I like. Quite frankly, I started out in the legislature supporting women's issues, and I was the author of the bill that took contraceptives off the indecent article list. They originally were illegal in the state, and you couldn't get them even with a doctor's prescription in some cases.
Oh, my goodness. And, they were considered indecent articles?
A lot of people don't realize that. More recently, I'm pleased with the fact that we were able to finally, after 25 years of working on it, to pass a Clean Indoor Air Act, which has made Wisconsin a smoke-free area in many areas. And I think that has helped the health of the state. It's helped the state quite a bit, and it took a long time to work on that one. We spent over 25 years. When I started out, Joy, it was legal to smoke at any age, and I introduced a bill my first session to try to outlaw smoking under the age of 16, and I only got one vote, and that was mine. People voted it down. So there's been quite a change. There's quite a switch around on that subject. But I've got a record of having not missed a roll call in the last 50 years, and I enjoy participating, and I've been involved in many things, in the budget battles, helping the University of Wisconsin. I was on the building commission for 50 years, and we put a lot of buildings on the campus in those years. So I'm really proud of the record I have, and I'm looking forward to continuing on.
So what would you still like to accomplish? If you could pass a bill in I don't know any area, what would it be? What is your priority this term?
Well, right now we're fighting a rear guard action, and quite frankly, the state is going backwards so fast that we're trying to put on the brakes. I'm really very concerned about what's happening environmentally. Just this last week, the legislature passed a bill, of course, to, in effect, privatize water. Water is part of the Wisconsin's trust, and we all have rights to the water. But these high-capacity wells can produce, can suck in over 100,000 gallons a day, and they can suck up the water from the rivers and the lakes. And the legislature passed a bill to permit this, to actually take away DNR regulation of this. I think fighting rear guard action right now is our principal action. But if I could wave a magic wand, I'd like to really promote the University of Wisconsin. I think that's the heart of the state. And, of course, we need a transportation plan. Environmentally, I think that we're going backwards very fast. And I would like to see that have more little more respect for our environment. Yeah. You know, when I started out, we state of Wisconsin used to contribute money to the parks. Well, we don't do that anymore. We it's self-funding, and we have lacked the enforcement of regulations of pollution control and whatnot. So I would like to work hard in the environment. I'd like to promote the University of Wisconsin, and I'd like to see that we have a good health care plan for everyone. There's a lot to be done. Education, of course, is the most important thing. I think, again, that we're sucking money away from the public education on this voucher program. 13% of the top income owners now are taking 67% of the voucher money, where it was originally intended to support the poor. It's now turned around to subsidize the rich. So there's a lot that can be done.
We will get to many phone calls for you in just a few minutes, but we need to remind listeners that this is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Kate Archer-Kent, and we don't have much longer to ask for your support. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps pay for the programs that you love.
Help pay for the programs you depend on, that you enjoy. We are looking for 28 more pledges in the next 36 minutes. 28 pledges, that's a couple dozen and a handful more. Make your donation right now. Support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This year is our centennial. Listener support has made a lot of things possible, from expanding our reach across the state to producing national shows to embracing new media. It's really been an exciting first 100 years, and we are looking forward to the next 100.
Oh, cheers, Joy. You know, listeners, the heart of it is listeners. You ensure a strong future for WPR because listener support makes everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Be a part of our centennial celebration right now. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make monthly ongoing donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $15 a month, but you choose whatever amount is right for you. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What kinds of things do you spend a dollar a day on?
I easily spend a dollar a day on coffee, even if I buy cheap coffee.
My gym membership, I definitely spend probably more than a dollar a day on.
The bus.
I spend a dollar a day on parking.
Easily gum. Spinach.
I spend a buck or two on a delicious treat every day, though I do share it with a friend often.
It's easy to spend a dollar a day, or even more, on things that are a part of your daily routine. What about Wisconsin Public Radio? Every day you get information and news that helps you understand the world. You also hear music that lifts your spirits and entertainment that makes you smile. So invest a dollar a day in Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Cardine with Kate Archer-Kent, asking for your support of WPR on this, the last day of our spring membership drive. You get to decide how much to contribute, $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose. That will be the perfect amount.
Yeah, you know, become a member and then share your membership with a friend. And you know, that's really what this community of listeners is all about. You know, we all pool our contributions together and we share it with the wider community. Listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio, they're the most dependable source of income for WPR. And 9XM members are an important part of that picture. Your 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or $1,200 a year makes WPR the sustainable resource it is today, tomorrow, and well into the future.
So help us stay strong and help us continue to grow with your leadership gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today's the last day of our spring membership drive. It ends promptly at 6 p.m. So your financial support right now during this hour of the Joy Cardine Show is more important than ever.
Your gift is a big part of what makes this program, what makes all of the programs you rely on and enjoy possible on WPR. So take action now. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's the deal. We need 27 more pledges in the next 31 minutes. 27 pledges. And by the way, 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Throwing out lots of numbers here. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gives us a strong start to the next 100 years.
Thanks to Katie from Eau Claire who pledged. She says, WPR is a fourth member in our family. It's on every morning and evening. We stream it. We pump it through our earbuds. It was at one point used in my high school classroom. I'm convinced my four-year-old daughter will have a strong vocabulary and verbal communication skills because she has been listening right along with us since she was born. That is great.
Love
Thank
it.
You, Katie. You can join Katie and many others in supporting a service you value by making your pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Back now to our conversation with State Senator Fred Risser, who is celebrating his 90th birthday today. We are talking with him about healthy living and about his legislative accomplishments as one of the longest-serving state legislator in the country. He was first elected to office in 1956. And we're also talking with him about current politics. And I do want to ask him if he has a fix to what seems to be divided politics in the state of Wisconsin. And we welcome your questions and your birthday wishes for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. To the phones now, and Heather in Fitchburg is with us. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi. What is your comment?
Happy birthday to you. For starters, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to thank you, Mr. Risser, for all your support of legislation regarding breastfeeding. I'm a LaLeche League leader and breastfeeding advocate, and I appreciate your work on those topics. And also I wanted to comment that your wife, Nancy, was my Spanish teacher at West High School, and she would every day say something kind and loving and adoring about you. Mi esposo Fred, she would say every day. So I just wanted to let you know that.
I appreciate those comments. Those are my wife is a wonderful partner. She's she's what's keep me going. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Heather, can you...
By the way, talking about breastfeeding, when I was some years ago, I allowed a breastfeeding secretary in my office. And interestingly enough, we had a lot of criticism of that. This happened, by the way, about 20 years ago. And most of the criticism came from women rather than men, which I thought was quite unusual. Anyway, it's more acceptable these days, and I think it's perfectly appropriate.
Yeah. Heather, can you say happy birthday in Spanish?
My wife can. I can't. She's a Spanish teacher.
Oh, I'm sorry, Heather, what did you say?
I said, cumpleaños feliz.
I think that's right. There we go. Thanks very much, Heather, for the call. Dan in Drummond is with us now. Hi, Dan.
Hello. I wish to wish your guest a happy birthday. And there's a lady up here that I visit with every day, and tomorrow is her birthday, and she will be 95.
And wonderful.
She keeps one of the most immaculate apartments as far as cleaning goes. The last 30 years, she personally has been writing poetry, and she still, even though she has a hard time seeing, she still sits down at her desk and writes poetry. And her son is trying to get her to bring out her a book of poetry at her age, and she still might do that yet.
Very good, Dan. That's great. So is there? Are you going to be writing the Great American Novel or anything, Senator Risser? And,
you know? Well, I haven't started anything yet. But, you know, 90 isn't that old, and a lot of people can be very productive in their 90s. And the gentleman who just called indicated that was true in his family. I don't feel any older than I felt yesterday, and I'm looking forward to another beautiful day. Today is the sun is shining, and it's wonderful to be alive and to be able to participate in activities.
Mm-hmm. So how would you compare, Senator Risser, politics when you were first elected, you know, in the 1950s to the politics of today?
Well, of course, it's quite different. There's almost black and white. When I started out, it was a white man's club. In fact, when I entered the Senate in 1962, there had not been any women or any minorities in that body at all until that after that time. The state legislature is much more diversified now, which is good. However, the legislature has become extremely partisan, and it's the only answer, of course, is selecting the representatives who will represent their constituents and act in the best interests of the state. And quite frankly, it's somewhat appalling to realize that the election we had in April just last month, only 26% of the public voted. We were voting for people to handle our state education, our Supreme Court. Only 26% voted. Until we get enough people voting, we're not going to get any change. And so the answer is the people, I think, want to change, but they've got to participate and they've got to vote in the elections and make those changes. The answer is to select representatives who will work across the line. Right now, it's extremely partisan. We have more straight party line votes than we ever have before, and it's somewhat discouraging.
Yeah. Late last year, the United States District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin ruled that the Wisconsin legislature's 2011 redrawing of state assembly districts to favor Republicans was an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander, meaning that it was done to help Republicans and hurt Democrats. It's a case that may be taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court. What do you hope is the outcome of this?
Well, yes. In fact, it was the first case in the country where they came with the conclusion it was a partisan gerrymandering. And I hope the Supreme Court will eventually act on it. But unfortunately, it's going to take time. And there will probably be another reapportionment before then. You know, the state had reapportioned itself by the federal courts one time and by the state courts one time, and those reapportionments were pretty good. When you get partisan reapportionments by the legislature, they have not been so good. And I think that's one of the main things that we have to do. Unfortunately, the party in power received less votes for the assembly some years ago, and yet they have more members in their party. And that's not correct. Change reapportionment is one of the highlights of my agenda, and hopefully we'll be getting some support for that idea this session, if not this session, next session. And the courts are working on it also. This is something that we have to correct. But the bottom line is getting the voters out. The voters can make the decision, and they should make the decision.
Yeah, so late, you were reelected last November to another four-year term. What is your response to those who say you shouldn't run anymore? You had been challenged in some years in the past, but handily defeated your challengers. But some say that you should retire and pass the reins on to the next generation or others. What's your response to that?
My response to that is that the legislature is made up of a diversity of people, of ages, of various ideas and whatnot. You need young people in the legislature. You need your older people in the legislature. I have something no one else has. I have a historical background that I use periodically and bring the legislature to today. Quite frankly, we need, as I say, young people, old people. We need men, women. We need various ages, various races. We need a diversity of public. And I'm not going to be in the legislature forever, But currently, I'm an activist. I have not missed any roll calls in over 50 years. I've been very active in the various activities in the legislature, and I think you look at a person, and it's not the age that counts, but there's lots of things, wisdom, background, historical perspective. All these fit into the legislature, and to make the legislature work, you've got to have all ideas there. And I present a viewpoint that very few others present.
I'm curious, after 60-some years now in the state legislature, did you ever consider, you know what, I think I should be governor, or maybe I should run for Congress or a different political office?
Well, I had that idea at one time, but at this stage of the game, I have no intent of running for any other office.
So you're not going to throw your head into the ring for governor?
No.
What is your reaction?
I think I'm doing a good job where I am, and I enjoy it. And I am very honored that my constituency has permitted me to continue on.
We talked with the former head of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the founder of Blue Jean Nation, Mike McCabe, on this week. And he says that he is willing to run for governor, that he's giving it some thought. There have been a number of higher-profile Democrats who have bowed out of a potential run against Governor Scott Walker. What's your reaction to the Democrats not having a leading candidate at this point?
Well, I think they will, and I don't think that they have to have a leading candidate 2 years in advance. I think Mike could make a good campaign. He's got a lot of ideas. I don't think that he's going to be the only one in the race. I think there'll be others. I think, quite frankly, the money is beginning to scare people away a little bit. The Republican Party has unlimited funds from unlimited sources, and I think this has scared some of our very good candidates away. Tim Cullen, who I served with in the Senate, was thinking very seriously of running for governor, and he finally decided he didn't want to spend all his time trying to raise money. And that's one of the very bad things going on in our political structure, that you either have to spend all your time raising money or you have money from some sources that you can buy your way in. And that isn't appropriate. I think that sooner or later we're going to have to get a handle on these funds. And unfortunately, the United States Supreme Court is part of the problem here on that subject matter. Yeah. But that's one of our problems, and I think the Democrats are going to have some very spirited primary campaigns, and I think there will be a spirited campaign for governor.
Yeah, do you have someone that you're nudging or that you hope will run?
Not at this stage of the game. Quite frankly, I'm spending my time right now working on the budget. This is the key thing. We need a budget to run the state of Wisconsin, and you know, a lot of people.
Let me hold you there, Senator Risser. We will talk about the state budget coming up in just a few minutes, but it's time for what I affectionately call a pitch break. Kate Archer Kent is here because it's the last day of our spring membership drive, and we are working toward a goal, and we're not there yet, so we have to ask you for your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 16 more pledges in the next 18 minutes to stay on track this hour. Your support keeps WPR strong. It helps pay for the Joy Cardine Show. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Joy, I have to say, I've been thoroughly enjoying this conversation with State Senator Fred Risser and his long view on politics, looking back at 61 years, longest-serving state's legislator in U.S. history. We're learning. We've got questions for him. We grow together in this fabulous conversation.
And I am, too, having a good time talking about politics then and now. And frankly, I love talking, too, about healthy living. And I am just amazed that Senator Risser, who is turning 90 years old, and he's right, it's not really that old, not anymore, or so... I hope. And that he's going to be biking 90 miles in honor of his 90th birthday. That is just great. Make your contribution in honor of great political conversations, in honor of, heck, Senator Risser's birthday, Wisconsin Public Radio's birthday, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's really easy to come up with reasons to give to WPR: unbiased news, thought-provoking conversations, entertaining programs, and more. And if you haven't donated yet, we know what you might be thinking. Maybe you think you can't give enough to make a difference, or you think that someone else will give, your neighbor will give, your friend, your colleague. Maybe you've been meaning to contribute and you just keep putting it off.
Well, you can't put it off any longer. If you want to give, this is the last day. Don't wait to give. Don't wait for someone else to donate. Your membership really makes a difference. Your pledge matters. Your support is important. Start with a gift of $5 or $10 a month or whatever you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka and I live in Madison. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. When I was a student, I wasn't in a position then to be a donor to very many things that I cared about. Wisconsin Public Radio is the central way to get a broad education on a whole lot of different topics in a non-threatening, often entertaining way. It's such an inexpensive thing when you think of how much good you get from it and how much you hope other people who aren't in a position to donate are getting from it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
Or you can call 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kate Archer Kent. And if you're saying to yourself, well, I'll pledge next time, well, this is really it. Today is your last chance to pledge during the spring membership drive during the Joy Cardine Show.
And let's look at the tally board here, Joy. 15 more pledges to go in the next 15 minutes. 15 for 15, a pledge
a
minute. And today is the last day of the spring membership drive. 2017 is marking 100 years of WPR. Listeners, it's you who make it all possible. Your gift today ensures a very bright future for the programs you rely on every day, like the Joy Cardine Show. So make your centennial gift right now. Get 15 more pledges in here at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Natalie from DeForest says, this is my first time giving, and it's been a long time coming. I grew up listening to WPR and all the great shows. At the time, I wasn't aware of the positive impact it was having on me. I'm glad I am finally able to contribute to all the wonderful programming and hopefully inspire my daughter to do the same someday. Hmm. That's great. Thank you very much, Natalie. Kelly from New Berlin says, Wisconsin Public Radio is a vitally important news and entertainment source for me. I really want to help kick off its next 100 years. Plus, the 2017 artist mug is really cute, and it is really cute. It is your thank you gift for $13 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with State Senator Fred Risser. He is a Democratic state senator from Madison. He is the longest serving state lawmaker in the country. He was first elected in 1956, and he is celebrating his 90th birthday today. So we thought we would have him come on to talk about his secret for healthy living and longevity, and also about what he has seen in the state legislature over these years. Talk some about current affairs as well, and just frankly wish him a happy birthday. He's going to be biking 90 miles in honor of his 90th birthday. We have Tammy on Facebook who says, happy birthday, Senator Risser. Thank you for your many years of service to Wisconsin. Lucia on Facebook says, happy birthday, Senator Risser. My mother, Dolores Kingsbury, used to tell me that she went to the same high school that you did. So I guess Dolores remembers you. we have Janice in La Crosse with us now. Hi, Janice.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Good morning, and congratulations on your 90th birthday. I just think it's fabulous.
Well, thank you for your comments.
No, I'm almost 70. I don't ride my bike 70 miles, let's just put it that way. But I do ride my bike a bit, but no, fantastic for yourself. Anyway, I guess my comment is, with all this, you know, I would like to see term limits. Don't take it personally, but believe it, I would love to see this, stop this polarization here. Get some new blood in there. You know, I mean, churn it out. Churn them. I mean, one term, maybe two. Like, get out. Let's get some. People aren't even interested in voting, I don't think, anymore. After this last election that went on and on, unconscionable for that thing to go on for a year and spending millions of dollars. I mean, people are so burned out on this system. It's like, come on, you know.
Do you think, Senator Risser, thank you, Janice, do you think that term limits would cut down on polarization?
I really don't. We actually have term limits every election, and people, if they would get out and vote, they could vote to change. So we do have term limits by elections, but you know, I don't think term limits is the answer. I think the answer is for the public to get out and look over the candidates and vote for the candidates that will do the best job for them. I honestly think that those term limited states, you have people that are elected. The first thing they're thinking about is getting out of the legislature and being lobbyists or something else, and they're spending all their time preparing themselves for the next step. I think that the legislature has become somewhat professionalism. We have some full-time legislators that are real assets to the system, and I'm not convinced that term limits as a law is the answer. And as I say, we do have term limits in that we have elections every 2 years and every 4 years.
We'll go to Gordon in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Gordon.
Hi, good morning. Say, what an honor it is to talk to Senator Risser. Happy birthday, 90 years old is awesome.
Well, thank you.
That's fantastic. And I was just wondering, you know, you've been there for 61 years and you've dealt with a lot of governors. How would you rate Governor Scott Walker and the job he's been doing the last few years as compared to other governors you've dealt with?
That's a great question. You know, I've served with 12 different governors, and six of them were Republican and six were Democrat. And I knew every one of them personally. And quite frankly, I thought that the first 11 governors really had, whether they're Democrat or Republican, really had the state of Wisconsin in their sights and did their best job. I think our current governor came in trying to run for president, and so he set up a budget that he thought would go good nationally and did not have the values of the state of Wisconsin. And I think that my first 11 governors were much more interested in the state of Wisconsin than the current governor.
Has Governor Walker done anything that you believe has helped the state of Wisconsin?
Well, I think on the whole that he hasn't been representing the state of Wisconsin, at least the state values. Obviously, some of the things that he has done are good. When I was on the building commission working with him, we were able to put together some pretty good programs, I thought. But that has fallen apart in the last couple of years. The building commission has, in my opinion, left out this area. I think that he is putting forth a budget, but I think he's not putting forth a budget which represents the values of our state. He has not paid any attention to the environmental aspects of the budget. He hasn't paid attention to the education or the University of Wisconsin. He is trying to privatize things, and he's put as head of some of our agencies people that are really not interested in the agencies. Quite frankly, I give him a pretty poor record. Of the 12 governors I've served with, I think he's the poorest.
Well, look who's here. State Senator Jennifer Schilling from La Crosse is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning, Senator Risser. Happy birthday, Fred.
Well, thank you,
Well, and I just want to say thank you for your many years of dedicated service to Wisconsin, and it's a joy to serve with you, that you have that historical institutional memory of things that have happened and situations and policies, and I want to celebrate the good work that you have put forward in the Capitol restoration. I know we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of our state capitol as well, and the Historical Society and historical preservation is near and dear to your heart. So I wanted to say thank you for that, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the floor in the state Senate. But it is a joy to serve with you.
Thank you very much, Senator Schiff.
Yeah, and thanks for calling in. Those are nice words.
And is there, that's right, the state capitol, we talked to you last when we were celebrating the 100th birthday of the state capitol building. That building has seen a lot of action, hasn't it?
Yes, and then we've got a great celebration going. We're going to have a gala this spring on the 4th of July. We're going to be lighting up the Capitol Dome in conjunction with the music on the square. It's going to be, we're having a great year, a centennial year, 100th year of the Capitol, and it's a building is as beautiful now as it ever was.
Yeah. So in our, we just have a minute or so to go here. What other issues are you watching in the legislature? Is there anything that you, well, I know you're watching the budget. What is your hope for the outcome of the budget?
Well, the budget is the most important bill in this state, and the governor puts a lot of things in the budget. He tries to put a lot of his ideas in the budget that aren't fiscal. Fortunately, the Finance Committee has taken some of those ideas out. And the Finance Committee is currently rewriting the budget and will be presenting it to the legislature. I obviously think that funding for education in the University of Wisconsin is key. I think the transportation budget is in shambles right now, and we've got to come up with money to help that out. I'm very concerned about the environmental aspects in the budget and what the legislature is doing environmentally. There's health care, of course. One thing we forget sometimes is the dedication of our state employees. I think sometimes people just forget about the fact that without our state employees, we couldn't run the state, and sometimes we forget them, and we've got to consider them and consider the concerns of their salaries and health care, as with everyone. There's a lot to be done right now, and we're in the middle of things, and it's an exciting period.
Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, and I again wish you a very happy birthday, and we will talk to you again, I'm sure, about these legislative issues. Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator, who represents the 26th Senate District, which includes the city of Madison, longest-serving state lawmaker in the country. His 90th birthday is today. And Kate Archer-Kent is here for the last couple minutes of the program on this last day of our spring membership drive. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. So inspiring. What an inspiring hour, Joyce. So much fun. And just an update here. We are looking for one more pledge in the next minute or so here. It's your pledge. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy, the programs you rely on, the programs that inspire you, the programs that make you think. They come at you every day. And your pledge right now, your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes a difference.
Thank you to Mariella from Madison, who pledged in honor of the Joy Cardine Show. Thank you so much, Mariella. She says, I love her show. She covers many topics, and her guests are informative, interesting, and fun. Thanks, Joy, and all of WPR. Well, thank you so much for that pledge. You can pledge as well. Help pay for the programming that you listen to, that you use, that you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a member, there's still something more you can do to help. Encourage a friend to join the Wisconsin Public Radio community. Sometimes we all need a bit of a nudge from a friend to do the right thing.
So help us grow our membership, motivate a friend, and make a pledge right now. Tell them at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And make haste. Tell them right now, because we need that friend, that one pledge to go this hour to stay on track. And 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift right now, that one pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gives us a strong start to the next 100 years.
Yeah, and remember, for a pledge of $13 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you can ask for the Let's Draw Artist Mug, which is really very cute. Thank you very much, Kate. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.